Mackenzie Wood from the Department of Biology, pausing the noise in a sea full of sound.
When the COVID-19 pandemic was declared, the world stood still. Around the globe, lockdowns kept people inside and away from their normal lives. But with people indoors, wildlife began to take back urban landscapes. One of the most noticeable changes was how much more prevalent birdsong became, even in city centers. With cars off the roads, planes out of the sky, and ships off the sea, we got a whole lot quieter. And the sounds of nature began to take over. This quiet gave me an opportunity to pivot my research, which investigates the impacts of noise pollution on a local species of fish, the plainfin midshipmen, known for their loud, multi-harmonic mating hum. Most people don't realize that the ocean is filled with sound. Fish are huge contributors to marine soundscapes. They hum, croak, grunt, growl. Like many marine animals, fish use sound to communicate and to perceive their environment. But our activities introduce detrimental noise into these natural soundscapes. Over the last century, ocean noise levels have more than doubled every single decade. And this noise interferes with the informative, biological sound that the ocean is already filled with. I decided to take advantage of the unique ecological situation created by the pandemic, using it as an opportunity to study ocean noise in a new way. My team and I deployed underwater microphones in sites where we'd recorded midshipmen humming in the past, and now I'm analyzing these recordings to compare the amount of boat noise during 2020 lockdowns to normal years, and to see whether midshipmen change their vocalizations in response to noise. Do they shift the frequency of their calls or hum even louder to avoid being masked by loud passing boats? These data will shed light on some specific effects of noise pollution, giving me information about how we could improve our conservation efforts. By using my results to inform policymakers, my research can help to protect not only midshipmen fish, but numerous marine species who all depend on sound. Noise pollution poses a serious threat to marine life, but it's a problem with relatively straightforward solutions. Quieter boat engines already exist. We already have the technology to turn down the volume in the ocean. We need research like mine to demonstrate the necessity of putting these solutions into action. There's an opportunity here to make a big difference in the health of marine ecosystems. And this pandemic has demonstrated more clearly than ever how quickly we can see a positive change just by quieting down.